Welcome to a special episode of Forward Talks. I'm Tatiana Antonelli from Gumbook. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to visit the Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, which brings together policymakers, industry specialists, technology pioneers, and the next generation of sustainability leaders. In the morning, I was joined by the team from the Abu Dhabi Distribution Company, or ADDC, to talk about their new projects. Engineer Mohamed Al-Mazroui, Project Director, and Humaid Al-Shamsi, Revenue Management Division Manager, told me about their newly launched Recycled Water Initiative across Yas and Saadiyat Island in Abu Dhabi and the Aquatech Initiative. Here's Engineer Mazroui.
So we are replacing 4.4 costly desalinated water with 4.4 treated water for the landscaping we talked before. So this is one of the benefits that will save us that 4 million of desalinated water for the growth of demand. And in regard of the aquatic, it is early alert system for ensuring quality on the network by using aquamarine fish on the network sense the quality of the water. So if there is anything show up, that fish will like die, and then will give us real time alert on the control room.
Very high technology.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Humaid, the population in the UAE is growing. We have targets of reaching 20 million in the UAE in the future. We're today around 9.5 million, and it's predicted again 11 million in 2030 and 2050, 30 millions. What are the plans for ADDC for meeting this high demand?
Yes, in addition to the initiative that Engineer Mohamed talked about, we are working closely to enable the customers to achieve the optimal usage of water and electricity through our demand-side management program, where we have introduced a few initiatives. One of them is a Kafaati initiative that focuses on energy and water savings for 3,000 governmental and private sector buildings, where we help them to audit and check the efficiency of their existing air conditioners, water fittings, and the whole building. So we help them in achieving and showing them where to invest in the efficiency. Also, we have the irrigation optimization for the garden networks for private gardens, where we show them and guide them on the best practices to achieve the highest savings in the potable water. And another initiative is that we have the Masjidi initiative that has been going for a while, where we changed the existing water taps in the ablution areas with others that are more efficient, and they switch off automatically. And now we have achieved the savings of 72% in water for the ablution area that we have changed. Another one is the electricity tariff incentive that was targeted to the industrial customers, where they could get a discounted rate when they, but they have to meet some certain efficiency criteria to be able to get this discount. And last but not least, we have the Project Green Corner that is targeted to the big superstores, where they have a dedicated area to show the customers the best and highly efficiency appliances that could be used in their houses.
We're talking about electronic shops to the consumers as well?
Now, as the first phase, and to see where we reach with this, we're targeting the superstores, the big supermarkets, where they have to put a green corner just showcasing only the high efficiency products that will help the customers to achieve the highest savings in their electricity and water bills.
Is this also for retrofitting or just efficiency for new products?
For electronic appliances.
We're living in a more complicated and fast-changing world where sustainability is now at the heart of the global agenda. How can residents and businesses join ADDC to do their bit and to reducing, consumption of water and electricity?
Yes, this is also a part of what we are doing right now. Not only asking the customers to save. So we came up with showing the customers how to save by providing them the ways and the tools to help them achieve the savings. So we're not only asking people just go on and save. We are actually showing them by having all these programs that are dedicated for the customers to achieve these savings.
So businesses can come directly to you to get...
To guide them. Yes.
This is very good. So here at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, I noticed one of the questions being asked is, are you ready for the future? So what do you think, Mr. Mazrui?
After what we all talk, what we talk about of initiatives, of course we are ready for the future.
What do you feel is the key message that you would like to, share with everyone here today related to conservation and sustainability?
I would like to share the hashtag we committed, and also ensure that our commitment of our leadership word that impossible is not in our vocabularies.
We like that. So just to share with our audience, the fact that today it was announced that the hashtag we are committed was shared over 7 million times. And this is a great achievement, means that we're all getting on board of this initiative. Thank you very much to both of you for joining us today.
It was a pleasure being at the Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week 2020. Thank you to those who joined us there, and you too for listening to this episode. As always, you can find out more by visiting goombook.com or following us on Instagram. We'll see you next week. Thank you.